for April 21st, 2014. Kyle Adams reported in the Daily Mail, the Greene County Public Health Department will soon be calling on county residents to help out in the times of disaster with the creation of a medical reserve corps. The Greene County legislator approved the creation of the group last week. Recognition from the Office of the U.S. Surgeon General and Department of Health and Human Services is expected in the coming weeks. The corps will be trained, and in the event of a disaster, they are mobilized. Volunteers are not required to have a medical background to enroll, and the duties of the volunteers may not be limited to emergency response. Information is available at 518-719-3600. Bob Gardner reported in the Times Union, Columbia County Deputy William Zinko admitted in Greenport Town Court last week he was paid more than $3,000 he did not earn after he falsified timesheets. Zinzio, who worked for the Columbia County Sheriff's Department for 17 years, pled guilty to misdemeanor official misconduct before Town Judge Robert Brenzi. Zinzio served as a patrol supervisor and diver for the department. He received no jail time, but was allowed to resign his position. He must pay restitution to the county. The investigation began in December when timesheet discrepancies were reported internally, according to Columbia County Sheriff David P. Bartlett. The Daily Mail also reported Catskill police are investigating the incident of vandalism in which the name Hitler swastika was scrawled in dog feces at an undisclosed location during the early part of Passover holiday last week. Temple Israel Rabbi Zoe Zak said in response to the report, "I am deeply saddened to have seen these photos, but it's our responsibility not to look the other way." John Mason reported in the Register Star, tea maker Harney and Sons is considering locating a bottling plant in the former Emsig Button Factory located at 128 North 2nd Street in Hudson. The 70,000 square foot plant located on Hudson's North End was last occupied by the plastic netting manufacturer Phoenix Hudson, which ceased operations last year. Company representatives recently met with city officials, but nothing has been confirmed as of yet. Harney and Sons began production in 1983 in Salisbury, Connecticut. The family-run business is now global operations headquartered in Millerton. The company produces 300 teas and employs more than 155 people. The company's bottle beverage line includes organic black and green iced teas, organic juices, and Bruce Cost ginger ales. These are likely to be products bottled in Hudson should the plant open.